This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For the first time in over 40 years, New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art will open its doors today and on every Monday from now on. Many museums close one day a week to cut costs, but as Marketplace's Sabree Benishore reports, many now feel they can't afford the day off.
6 million people visited the Met last year, and that doesn't include those who tried to get in when it was closed.
Almost every Monday, tourists have made their way resolutely up the steps on 82nd Street and Fifth Avenue and asked, can it be true that we're not open? So we know that there's an appetite.
Harold Holzer is a senior vice president at the Met. He says this isn't about raising more money.
It's going to be a costly venture. We're not expecting this to be in any way a financial windfall. It's really a response to our commitment to public access.
The Museum of Modern Art recently got rid of its one day off. Many Washington, D.C. museums are open 7 days a week, some till well after dark. The Hirshhorn even hosts summer late night dance parties. Ford Bell is president of the American Alliance of Museums. He says the recession actually boosted demand.
We always joke that when times get tough, Americans turn to museums.
Bell says last year, museums had 850 million visitors. That's more than all major U.S. sporting events drew, combined. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.